the Public News Service Doe newscast for June the 23rd, 2025. I'm Mike Clifford. An alleged active shooter intent on attacking a Michigan church Sunday was shot and killed by a security guard who prevented a large-scale mass shooting. That from ABC News. They report the shooting unfolded around 11:15 a.m. local time at the Cross Point Community Church in the Detroit suburb of Wayne. Wayne Police Chief Ryan Strong said during a press conference Sunday, "We are grateful for the heroic actions of the church's staff members who undoubtedly saved many lives and prevented a large-scale mass shooting." Next, from Reuters, an advisory from the U.S. Department of Homeland Security warned on Sunday of a heightened threat environment in the U.S. following the U.S. military strikes at Iran's nuclear sites. Low-level cyber attacks against U.S. networks by pro-Iranian hacktivists are likely, the bulletin said, adding cyber actors affiliated with Iran's government may also conduct cyber attacks. Next, amid concerns about the breakdown in protections for LGBTQ folks, a New Mexico advocacy group says resilience is needed to ensure their safety and freedom.
The state has been a leader in protecting LGBTQ rights and inclusivity dating back to 2003, says Leila Garcia with Equality New Mexico. That's when the legislature passed a law banning discrimination based on sexual orientation and gender identity in such areas as employment, housing, and public accommodations. She notes those protections have been consistently strengthened over time, but says vigilance is needed now more than ever.
With all of the attacks that we're seeing on queer and trans folks from hostile governments, it's really important that we mobilize and keep people informed on things that are going to be impacting them.
I'm Roz Brown.
Meantime, Los Angeles faces a severe shortage of affordable housing, but today the city is asking a judge to put a hold on a lawsuit that aims to clear the way for new development.
The city council approved permits 3 years ago for the Venice Dell complex, which would provide new housing units meant for low-income families and people experiencing homelessness. However, they never broke ground on the project. The lawsuit, filed by LA Forward Institute and community members, claims LA council member Tracy Park and city attorney Heidi Feldstein Soto have deliberately held up the project. Attorney Katie McEwen with the Western Center on Law and Poverty says the developer has made many concessions, but the city continues to drag its feet.
The developer made some design tweaks to take away some of the architectural features that many residents didn't like, and they have committed to construct a parking structure replacing every single one of the parking spaces that's currently on the lot now.
Councilmember Park did not respond to a request for comment, but has previously argued for a transportation hub in the area. I'm Suzanne Potter.
This is Public News Service. Next to Idaho, where an increase in spring enrollment for higher education is pushing levels closer to pre-pandemic levels, that's according to a new report.
Enrollment increased 3.2% compared with spring 2024. That brings enrollments for all institutions close to numbers in 2020. However, Idaho saw the largest decline in the nation in enrollment between spring 2024 and 2025, a drop of 6.2%. Hee Sung Kim with the National Student Clearinghouse Research Center, which conducted the study, says the decline is actually due to a change in how students are classified.
So the institution who used to include dual enrollees in their enrollment counts are no longer reporting dual enrollees. So as a result, you sort of see a sudden decline there for Idaho.
Enrollment numbers in Idaho were above pandemic levels in 2024. While public two-year and private four-year institutions saw a drop in students this spring, public four-year institutions saw an increase in 2025. I'm Eric Tegedoff reporting.
We head next to Kentucky, where the newly established Medicaid Oversight and Advisory Board convenes for its first meeting this week.
Lawmakers established the board, which includes citizens, during the 2025 legislative session. Experts say educating the public on Medicaid is critical amid ongoing threats to cut federal funding for the program. Dr. Sheila Schuster, licensed psychologist and executive director of the Advocacy Action Network, says Medicaid is the largest source of health care in Kentucky, but few know how it works.
To really get into the nitty-gritty, beyond just the money, but what are the programs? How are they run? Who are the providers? Do we have enough providers? How do we keep our healthcare facilities, again, the hospitals, the nursing homes?
The meeting is scheduled for Wednesday. The board will dig deep into state Medicaid spending, recommend policies, and stay on top of how federal decisions could impact Kentucky's Medicaid access. Brett Pivato reporting.
Finally, as Michigan aims to support 2 million electric vehicles by 2030, the new Equitable EV Action Plan framework could help local leaders with the transition.
The framework was developed by UC Berkeley's Center for Law, Energy, and the Environment and their partners, including nonprofit Michigan Clean Cities. The plan outlines steps local governments can take to build EV infrastructure and improve accessibility, particularly in underserved communities. In a recent Clean Fuels Michigan webinar, Jeffrey Huang of Michigan Clean Cities shared insights about the plan.
The focus of this framework is ensuring that community voice and impact is prioritized with these plans. To actually receive public input on where EV chargers, EVSC, should be placed within the city. So actually going out to residents and just asking.
And how they should be prioritized. Still, many EV critics contend that affordability is a big issue for everyday families, even with tax credits. Crystal Blair reporting.
This is Mike Clifford. Thank you for starting your week with Public News Service. Member and listener supported. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.